In Thailand, a pro soccer player is now free from prison. Hakeem Al-Araibi was detained in Bangkok back in November. He went there for his honeymoon. Al-Araibi plays for a team in Australia. That's where he has political asylum. His native country, Bahrain, says he's a dissident and wanted him extradited back home. Instead, Al-Araibi was put on a plane back to Australia today. The World's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok has been following the story.
The world was very moved by the sight of this young footballer in shackles and in shabby prison clothing, and so this social media campaign got started. Hashtag Save Hakeem. Very popular in Australia, and actually it became pretty popular in Thailand as well. And so Thailand had this really unpleasant choice. Who do we make angry? Bahrain, we're friends with them. Australia, we're definitely friends with them. Ultimately, they decided to send him back to Australia.
So what did Thailand say about why they essentially sided with Australia?
Well, Thailand's foreign minister went to Bahrain. We don't know exactly what they talked about, but when the foreign minister came back, he said, they've dropped it. They're not after him anymore. We can send him to Australia. So it's a little bit unclear.
And Thailand was in this position recently as well with a young woman from Saudi Arabia who was fleeing her family there, and she was going to Australia, right?
That's right. And she decided to stop off in Thailand for a few days. That ended up being an error because the Saudis tried to get her back. Her family made a strong push to get her back. However, this young Saudi woman proved to be a social media wizard. I mean, she hopped on Twitter, created this huge cause, people rallying to her defense. And again, Thailand felt that pressure. Do we want to look, you know, awful in the eyes of the world? They decided to let her go as well.
The two cases do share a similar campaign, a kind of enthusiastic campaign on social media. Is that worth paying attention to?
Absolutely. In fact, social media gets knocked a lot, right, for ruining our lives in all sorts of ways. However, without social media, neither of these two would be able to generate the buzz. The buzz really, really helps. You know, without that, Thailand would not have faced all of this extraordinary pressure. Thai officials knew that if they sent him back to Bahrain, okay, their allies in Bahrain would be happy, but the rest of the world would think that they were cruel. I should point out that the soccer player, Hakeem, he said, I think if I go back to my home in Bahrain that I'll be tortured, okay? So that's very, very compelling, and that really pulled the heartstrings of so many people around the world, fueled the social media buzz, and I think that that certainly helped.
The World's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok telling us about the release from prison of Bahraini soccer player Hakeem Al-Araibi, who's now been permitted to fly back to Australia. Patrick, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco.